All right, guys, so I'm gonna explain how Naruto can potentially survive this new mode, aka the Barian mode. And to do this, I'm gonna read a few words from Kurama, you know, because Kurama said something. So I'm gonna read the words where Kurama is explaining the Barian mode to, essentially, that the Barian mode is to Naruto. So, and after that, I'm gonna point out exactly where I'm talking. So, you know, so Naruto was asking, what does that mean? Say, the fox was like, never mind, the theory doesn't matter. And then he's going to explain, my chakra and your chakra are serving as the kernels to produce a whole other new type of energy. That's all. It sounds pretty simple, but how is that different from Kurama mode and Sage mode? That's Naruto asking. And the fox go on, and this is where we're going to listen. Say, oh, it's different. All right. From the very root of it, the other modes involve taking chakra that you acquire from elsewhere and just using it. But this is totally different beast. This is a totally different beast. As the raw materials to create this energy, my chakra and yours get consumed until one or both our lives run out. Now, this the last sentence there is what we're going to be focusing on to explain what I'm saying. Until one or both our lives run out. Again, until one or both our lives run out. So, essentially what he's saying is that One of the two lives can run out first. I'm assuming that, and this I'm gonna explain. I'm assuming that the fox Kurama might allow his life to run out first, leaving Naruto alive, because essentially, once one of them life is run out, the mode automatically turns off, because the mode requires both sources of energy. Both sources of chakra to be consumed simultaneously for this mode to be stable and for it to be present. Once one of them or both of them is run out, the mode is turned off completely, or it's done, right? So I'm assuming that if the fox allow his chakra to run out more faster than Naruto's one, lose his life first, then that might automatically pushes Naruto out of the mode, probably at the brink of losing his life. That's what I'm thinking. Now, and the reason why I'm also saying that again is that I think this is that the 90L beasts don't really die. They get reborn once they die. I think that was a thing. So I'm thinking that's what will happen. That's how Naruto is going to survive. That's how Naruto will survive this whole deal. Plus, there's the whole thing of nuclear fusion. I'm going to be explaining that in another video. You know, but nuclear fusion is where you put together two atoms, right? Smash them together. That's just layman terms. That's just me using simple thing. And now people are saying, our next theory is that nuclear fission is a way to break them apart for both of them to survive. So, you know, just do the reverse of nuclear fusion, right? And they'll both be alive. But I'm thinking this is one until one or both our lives run out. That's how I think Naruto is going to survive. Let me know what you guys think, though. See you guys in the next one. Bye.